Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Administration says Trump and donors will pay for the renovations. Reporters asked the president Friday if that would include foreign donors.
You have very strong restrictions as to who can donate, and we go by the restrictions.
The president also said he made the right decision when he fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying without evidence her numbers were phony. That firing came hours after the disappointing July jobs report. Steve Witkoff, the president's special envoy to the Middle East, is meeting with hostage families in Tel Aviv. He says there is a plan to end the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The manhunt in Montana continues for Michael Brown, who authorities say shot and killed four people in a bar in Anaconda on Friday. And more than 700 wildfires in Canada are affecting air quality in the northern U.S. This is ABC News. The federally funded entity that provides grants to public broadcasters is shutting down, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was established by Congress in 1967 to fund the nation's non-commercial radio and television stations. But with Congress acting at the president's request to pull back the next 2 years' worth of funding, CPB's CEO says the entity now faces the difficult reality of having to shut down. Most staff positions will be eliminated at the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. A statement says a small team will stay through next January to close out operations.
San Francisco celebrated what would have been Grateful Dead leader Jerry Garcia's 83rd birthday by renaming a street in his honor. Mayor Daniel Lurie said,
Jerry learned to play guitar right on this street. And if that didn't happen, we wouldn't have everything that is going on in our city today, this weekend, but always. We wouldn't have Jerry Day in McLaren Park.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. An air quality alert has been extended until noon Sunday. Through this weekend, the air is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups due to the particulates in the air from wildfire smoke. A few clouds passing overhead early, otherwise expect a hazy sunshine once again due to the persistent wildfire smoke and a high of 78. Tonight, hazy sky with a few clouds passing overhead after midnight. Areas of fog also developing after midnight. Comfortable conditions with a low of 52. And tomorrow, hazy sunshine, scattered clouds possible late in the day. Pleasant weather, a high of 79. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 49, it is a hazy 77 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Good afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We can let you know that the portion of Highway 14 at Pinehurst Road near Middleton was closed due to an accident that has been allowed to reopen. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has again extended its air quality advisory. It is now in effect statewide through noon Sunday. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin surface air quality this weekend. A mix of unhealthy for sensitive groups AQI and unhealthy AQI is forecast again today as smoke recirculates around a slowly moving surface high pressure system. Heavier smoke is expected across northern and eastern Wisconsin today, while lighter impacts are more likely for southern and western counties. A few locations may end up in the upper range of moderate AQI. Conditions will continue to be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. Sensitive groups are reminded to consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside. If you have asthma, you should follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease who have symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue could be experiencing a serious problem due to the air quality. If you have any of these symptoms, contact your health care provider. Everyone else should keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. For more information on current air quality, please see airquality.wi.gov. Wednesday's 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Russia was registered in Wisconsin. A United States Geological Survey station in Rib Lake picked up the change in ground velocity caused by the quake. The USGS station is over 4,000 miles away from where the quake hit off Russia's east coast. The quake is the largest since 2011, when a 9.0 magnitude earthquake struck Japan, and among the strongest since records began. The USGS reports the quake is estimated to have caused extensive economic losses and very severe shaking. Tsunamis across the Pacific Ocean from the quake have reached just under 6 feet. Governor Tony Evers isn't ready to make a decision on a bill that would allow app-based workers to access company-offered benefits. The governor was asked about the portable benefits bill Tuesday during the Manitowoc stop of his ice cream tour around Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have not taken a position on it. So when it gets to my desk, we'll take a look at it.
A press conference at the Capitol this week with state lawmakers and delivery drivers urged Evers to sign the bill, which passed both chambers of the legislature several weeks ago. Consumers that have insurance usually carry a card to show proof of what type of insurance they have and the company they have coverage with. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection reports that scammers are targeting Medicare policyholders in regards to their cards. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We've heard from Wisconsin consumers that have indicated they've been contacted by scammers pretending to be the Department of Administration with the state of Wisconsin and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The scammers have offered to help the consumers upgrade to a new plastic Medicare card, and they've also reached out to consumers claiming that the consumer's paper Medicare card is expiring this year. But this is just a ploy to steal their private information.
Medicare cards only need to be replaced for certain reasons, and the style of the card will not change.
You only need to replace your card if it's lost, damaged, or compromised by a scammer. But the real Medicare cards are paper. They are not plastic. That's not an option. This is just like the other common tactics scammers use when they're trying to impersonate Medicare for assisting beneficiaries with enrolling in programs, filing paperwork, improving coverage, or finding savings. They come up with all sorts of gimmicks and reasons why they're reaching out, but a real government agency will not contact anyone by phone or to change their Medicare card.
If you feel you have received a Medicare scam, Michelle Reinen says that you can contact ADCAP, but should contact Medicare as well.
They need to know about the scams that are circulating, but they can also provide you with confidence and verification that this is a scam. And so you can reach them at 1-800-633-4227.
If you wish to reach out to DATCAP, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Well, the Rock and Roll Reunion is being held today. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc-bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:13. Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 is being held today at Woodman Village Park in Woodman. Artists and groups are performing rock, country, blues, and more. Many of them are from the area. Roddy Dull is one of the performers and an organizer of the event.
Most of them come from a 4 or 5 county area real close to Woodman. So it'd be Grant, Richland, Vernon, Crawford, sometimes a little further out than that. And their roots were within those counties, even though they may have moved away. Some of these musicians are traveling from Madison and, you know, other places further away.
During the event, Lifetime Achievement Awards will be presented.
We've got 3 award winners already selected. Of course, that's all hush-hush. They're picked because of their lifetime commitment to performing live music. They've all made different contributions. You know, some of them have had to do with putting together other musical programs and things like that. But all 3 of this year's artists are still actively performing, and that's pretty cool.
There's no cover charge to attend Rock and Roll Reunion. Soft drinks and food are available to purchase, and shirts are being sold for $20 each. Money raised at the event will be supporting autism, with the proceeds going to local schools' special needs programs.
The way that we're distributing the money this year is that we're picking five schools, potentially six, but right now we're looking at five. And those schools have been picked because of their enrollment numbers. And because those smaller schools do get less funding, we wanted to make sure that they had the same opportunity to deal with special needs children in general. A couple of schools have been picked already, and one of them is pretty close to Richland Center. Ithaca Schools was one of the schools that we picked. Seneca is one of those schools, and Wazika. So we still have a couple more schools to go yet, and then we will divide that money between them for this special needs room that they work with children in.
All ages are welcome to attend. You can also bring your own beverage and chair to Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 today at Woodman Village Park in Woodman. You can find more information on the Rock and Roll Reunion Facebook events page. Audiences will again have the opportunity to experience community players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical Little Shop of Horrors tonight and tomorrow. Performances are scheduled for tonight at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. Badger football fans will have an option for nonstop flights to away games this fall. American Airlines, United, and Delta have all added direct flights from Madison's Dane County Regional Airport and back for games in Alabama and Oregon. The flights will leave the Friday before and return the Sunday after both games. Similar flights have been set up for fans of the Washington Huskies and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Federal prosecutors are rejecting Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's defense that she's immune from prosecution in her obstruction case. They argue the law doesn't support that reasoning. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing in the case this week from prosecutors. A magistrate judge has recommended the case move forward. Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether it goes to trial. There's no date yet on that decision. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. Today's vital statistics are next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Today is Saturday, August 2nd. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held today from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill. Sister-in-law, Cindy Kramer of Bosque Bell, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory, Platteville, is serving the family. Mike Molzoff is survived by his children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley. 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona Young is survived by two sons, Terry and Diane Young of Boscobel and Jeff and Donna Young of Gays Mills. 5 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, a great-great-granddaughter, a brother, John Dilley, sisters-in-law, Pat Dilley and Rita Dilley, along with other relatives and friends. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Frank Gunlock include 3 siblings, Bob Gunlock of Lone Rock, Joseph Gunlock of Mays O'Maney, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church, with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home in Mauston Monday from 4 to 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Bob Frankie include his children, Kim and Chris Poofall of Mauston, Joel and Myakri Frankie of Hillsboro, John and Carol Frankie of Yuba, and Jared Frankie of Mauston. 11 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held next Saturday, August 9th at 5, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, August 9th, from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, 2 children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett, 4 grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother, Dennis Barrett, and sister, Wanda and Bob Chalklin. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson-Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Joyce Albrecht is survived by 2 children, Debbie and James Fouts and Danny and Lynn Albrecht, also a granddaughter. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. Or at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
The Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope your Saturday is going well so far. If you have plans for this weekend to get together with family and friends outside, it'll feel comfortable. Good weather for that, though. The particulates with wildfire smoke, anybody, of course, sensitive to those particulates, that's something to keep in mind. This haziness and those particulates from the wildfire smoke, this will persist through this weekend, and I do see improvement early next week. Dry through the weekend, then rain chances gradually increase, and we could use a bit of rain. Now, in the month of July, we did pretty well overall for the month with just shy of 5 inches in Richland Center, some places picking up over 5 inches of rain. And typically in July, we pick up about 4.5 inches of rain. But it's been dry the last few days and we will need some. So thankfully, the chances are increasing midweek. Let's get to the forecast for this afternoon and beyond. 78 this afternoon with a hazy sunshine. Winds will be light from the south tonight. A hazy sky with perhaps a few clouds here and there, mostly clear otherwise. Some fog developing after midnight in low-lying areas, dropping to about 52 as the wind becomes calm. And hazy sunshine on Sunday. A few more clouds late in the day. Highs close to 80. The wind light from the south-southeast. Sunday night, partly cloudy with some haze, comfortable, and some areas of fog may develop once again with lows around 56. Monday, mostly sunny with some haziness lingering. Highs around 81 with light winds from the southeast. Then Tuesday, you'll feel more humidity in the air, especially later in the day as dew points climb into the 60s. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, highs around 83. A better chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday as well as Thursday, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Perhaps between the 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, a quarter to a half inch of rain, maybe a bit more in some spots. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. And then Friday, mostly sunny and muggy with a slight chance of showers and storms, highs close to 90. Getting back into that summertime heat. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start
paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently 75 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 49. Our high so far today, 77. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 100. The record low, 44, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 68. Sunset tonight will be at 8:23 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:53. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.28. Relative humidity is 52% and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, we're back up to 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday. It's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. That was a tune from 1972 by Malo called Suavecito. Band made up of a couple of members anyway, Arcelio Garcia and Jorge Santana. Jorge is a brother to Carlos Santana. That song reached all the way to number 8. On the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1972. How's everyone doing today? Great to have you along here on this Saturdays with Simo edition. This is a little bit of Styx with Lady.
Smiling, give me all your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw
Leslie Gore with What Am I Gonna Do With You? Beautiful song. Man, I really, really enjoy that tune the more I listen to it. All right, it's time for our first commercial break. So we're going to hear from some of our sponsors. The sponsors of today's show include Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Mastodon Records, Schmidt Woodland Hills, WP Dental, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Pine Valley Community Village, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Thank you very much to each of the sponsors of Saturdays with Simul. So we will take a break and hear from some of them. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit of Nancy Sinatra. I'll meet you right back here in a couple of minutes. Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
What's better than WRCO's Retro Saturday? We can't think of anything either. It's Saturdays with Simo, hosted by Chris Simonson on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Love eyes. Baby, you sure got love eyes. Turn me on a lot. My world lies right there in your love eyes. Your
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra with Love Eyes. Welcome back. This is some Abby Lincoln. My goodness, what a lovely voice she had back in the day. This is a lovely tune called Don't Explain.
Say you remain. you know that I love you, and what love endures, all my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, and I know you cheat. Right or wrong, no matter, when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain.
From her That's Him album, that was Abby Lincoln. Beautiful voice. Abby was born in 1930, passed away in 2010 at the age of 80. Professional singer, songwriter. She was also a civil rights advocate in the 1960s. Just beautiful, beautiful songs. Wonderful, wonderful voice. Took a lot of ballads and made them her own with down tempo and a lot of expressive singing. Just lovely, lovely work. All right, it is 1 o'clock. Yes, it is. So we need to break for station identification. And when we come back, we have Etta James singing Dance With Me, Henry, or the Wallflower song.
Get ready for one great song after another. It's another edition of Saturdays with Simo with Chris Simonson on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make you love me?